Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have back with us Sean Payhut, who's a financial consultant with Montana Wealth Management, and we'll be talking about the Montana money mindset. Sean, welcome back to the program.
Yeah, thank you for having me again. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and I'm excited to talk to you about the Montana money mindset. You always love hearing about how things are geographically located. So what is it about Montana and money that engenders a specific mindset? So I want to talk all about that and just kind of how you came up with, you know, what you noticed and what you started with your clients that you were working with and people you're talking with that, you know, tie into that Montana money mindset. So get us started with what is it?
You bet. No, it's actually just kind of a phrase that came up with, you know, through the pandemic, Montana, you know, we just hit 1 million people. You know, we have, what, 170,000 square miles here in the state. And so through the pandemic, we, you know, I think over 100,000 people moved to Montana right in there. And so we've seen just an influx of out-of-state people coming in. And in the conversations where people would come in and visit with us and they would say, you know, I'm from Texas or California or Washington, wherever they came with, their mindset seemed to be, well, you know, I came from Los Angeles or I came from Houston and those people here are dealing with my money or they're dealing with my retirement and my banking and things like that. So really what we did is we started talking about, hey, now that you're here, this is what Montana obviously can offer you from a lifestyle standpoint of just, you know, the space and less traffic. And it really is a different experience to live up here if you've come from a bigger metropolitan city. But it was really interesting to talk to people about, well, this is really what happens. This is how you can support Montana. This is how you can support here. And oh, by the way, as a financial advisor, here are the tools that we have. And it was really interesting because I think some of the perception was, well, okay, Sean, you're here in Montana in Great Falls and it's pretty rural. You really don't have access to the tools and maybe the knowledge and just the team that could handle what we do. I'll give you an example. There was actually a venture capitalist from California who moved to an area just south of Great Falls called Cascade. And in talking with him, the deals he's putting together, you're talking multi-million dollars. And it didn't really enter his mind to go, you know, I can work with somebody up here in Montana who actually has some tools that, you know, can diversify my money out as well as what I'm doing, you know, because he has real estate. So we just wanted to be another arrow in his quiver, so to speak, of what he can do. And when we started talking about, you know, the planning that we've talked about before and our capabilities and what we can do for people, he was kind of surprised. He didn't realize that the opportunity through, you know, because we use LPL. I mean, LPL is a big company, and the things that we can offer these clients that are have substantial net worth and what they're looking for their money, maybe outside of what they're normally doing, whether it's real estate or, you know, venture capital or whatever it might be. We can really be a resource and we can be a partner and not necessarily even replace those people that they have back in whatever town they came from, but we can actually be a local resource. And I think that's actually gone over well because, you know, when people move here, they want to get ingrained in the community and they want to understand, you know, the local football teams and the local schools and what there is to do. You know, Great Falls is the home of the painter Charlie Russell. And, you know, just understand the history of Montana. And so working with us, gosh, we were able to just get to know them. They could get to know us. And we were able to introduce them to a little bit more of what Montana offers. And yet they were able to partner with us and kind of have that local back and forth that, you know, they had from the town they came from. So it's, yeah, just that Montana money mindset of, okay, I've kind of moved here. But if you just moved here and you have some land and you go there and you go back to where you're from, you know, what benefits are you really bringing to the local community? You know, how are you getting to understand that? So we really started talking to people and saying, this is how you can kind of get ingrained in the local community and enjoy what Montana has to offer. And the best way to do that is to really get to understand, you know, where you're living and what is going on here. And we felt like that's outside of just being a financial advisor, just getting to know people and saying, what do you like to do? You know, do you like to hunt? Do you like to fish? Do you like to play on the water? The Missouri River runs right through Great Falls. And so there's a lot of great things, you know, just south of here, Great Falls, down to where I talked about south of Cascade. It's probably some of the best, you know, trout fishing in the lower 48 states. And just telling people that, you know, here's a way to go. Here's some great outfitters. We were able to be a little bit more than just financial advisors. We were able to just, you know, become friends and, and resources for them. So that's kind of what we brought to the table of let's think outside the box. And instead of just, you know, buy some mutual funds or you know, let's get you into some of our advisory programs. Hey, here's what we can do. You can get full service from us just like you can anywhere else. But here's the best way to also take advantage of, you know, if you're in Montana full-time or part-time, let's partner up. And so you can have some business up here and you can have some business down here and really support the local economy as well. And that really resonated with people. So it was kind of a thing we came up with. And, you know, I'm glad we did it because it's worked out well.
Yeah, neat. You know, you mentioned the rural aspect of where you are. Do you think that a part of that, you know, revelation that you mentioned, like, oh, wow, we didn't know that you had these kind of tools. Do you think that some of the people were thinking, oh, well, you're just rural and, you know, kind of like that laid back mindset. And then it's kind of like that preconceived notion. But then when they get to know you, we start developing that relationship and rapport. Now, all of a sudden, your expertise starts bubbling to the top and they go, well, hey, that's amazing. And I love your approach. And, you know, we love this, you know, this new lifestyle and we got out of the big city per se. And boy, that laid back of lifestyle and mindset really is working well for us. So I think that maybe it starts off being a misperception, but then it could actually end up to be a really powerful selling point for working together is what I would suspect. Have you seen that as well?
Very much so. Very much so. It was, like I said, when you come from a place of a million people or 2 million people, you know, in your city, you come to a state where, you know, Great Falls is 65,000 people, the county is 80,000. So there's a lot of open space in Montana, pretty much anywhere you go. And so it is much, very much a different lifestyle. And it's a different way of thinking that we have up here. So I think to really get to know our clients and when they come in, it's just like you said, they're not sure that do these guys have all the tools that they can help us for retirement, potential taxes? You know, do we have the estate planning attorneys we can partner with? Do we have the CPA that we can partner with to make that team just like they may have had from the city that they came with? And what people are finding out is absolutely, you know, the wealth of knowledge and services are up here just like they are anywhere else. And that's, I think, refreshing to them, but it's also refreshing because it's much more laid back. It's just a much different vibe. And I think they really appreciate that. And you know, we've been able to develop, you know, great friendships as well.
Yeah.
Not just partnerships, you know, on the investment side is we want to get to know our clients and we want to understand where they're coming with, what brought them up here and show them that, you know, here in Montana, you can have everything that you had down there.
Yeah, I think that a lot of times professionals, whether it's legal or accounting or financial, will say, you know, we pride ourselves in developing longstanding relationships. And that might be the case. But I think that in some environments, the fast-paced, crazy environments that some places bring, it's so much harder to deliver on that promise. But yet with what you're describing, it kind of feels like, well, hey, this is the way we are. And it just fits right into sit down and tell me about yourself. And the advisor isn't looking at their watch and their computer to go, how, you know, when's my next person coming in? So it really coincides and is cohesive that way is what I would, what I'm hearing you say. So I think it really resonates well to people that go, you know what, we came to Montana for a reason. We wanted that laid back lifestyle and we want sharp people that are going to guide us with our money decisions, but also someone that's going to be cohesive with that laid back mindset as well and not, you know, feeling pushed or pressured. I really love that that mindset.
No, it is. And it's something where it's interesting because there was a gentleman who actually came from your neck of the woods down in Denver. And that's what he was asking me as we're talking. You know, he likes to hunt and fish, and he wants to get his kids out there. And he just didn't know where to go or what to do. And as he met some people, I said, you know, our mindset up here is you always ask permission and you just leave it better than you found it.
Yes.
You know? And if you know who owns it, you know, drive up to their front door, introduce yourselves, you know, tell them that you just moved to Great Falls and you want to hunt and fish. And, you know, would they give you permission? Some do, some won't. But at least you might have made a new friend. Their hand.
Yeah.
100%. And they develop. And that's what people up here, the mindset is different. The mindset is absolutely, we'll let you on our land. We'll give you access. You know, just be polite about it. I remember growing up, you leave it better than you found it. You know, if something's broke, you let them know, hey, this part of your fence or whatever. So, I mean, it's more laid back. It's more personable. And, you know, if we can help our clients who just moved up here understand that, to say, look, I get it. Like you were saying, it's fast paced. It might be a little less personal. When they come up here, they kind of, you know, that's what they're used to. We've had many conversations, you know, as we're talking planning, hey, this is how you handle it. This is what I would do. This is, you know, if you want to do this or want to do that, you know, drive up, knock on the front door, shake their hand and send them a gift after you're done. And we've been really able to help people understand, well, this is how it works up here. And it's the good neighbor policy. It's not, hey, let's put a fence around it and don't bother me.
Yeah, right.
This is the way it works. So
open-handed,
we've enjoyed getting to know people.
Yeah,
100%.
Exactly. Yeah.
So really tried to personalize the whole planning, and it's really just bled over into relationships.
Relationships with a capital R. That's what business is all about, because given the chance, people want to do business with those that they know, like, and trust. And how do you know, like, and trust people? It starts with the handshake. It starts with the smile. It starts with the conversation. All of these things that you're talking about. So talk a little bit about what you do to serve your clients once they've become acclimated to the Montana money mindset. Because I know that the other R word, risk, you know, that comes into working with people and their finances, that's a really big thing no matter what the age. You know, you might have people closer to retirement that, you know, need to have as little risk as possible. But talk a little bit about the risk and some of the type of investment opportunities that you work with your clients with.
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned risk, and you see what's going on now with our markets, especially rising interest rates. And a lot of people who've had portfolios, maybe a 60-40 portfolio or a 50-50, with how fast rates are rising right now, they're really getting that teeter-totter effect, right? When rates rise, existing fixed income prices decline. And people who have, you know, the last 10 years or so, you know, even in the 60-40 type splits, you really haven't seen the volatility because rates have been so low and they haven't moved. Well, now they're going up. Your fixed income side of the portfolio is going down. And a lot of people who thought that they were, you know, could handle risk have seen kind of their equity markets pull back a little bit, but also their fixed income drop as well, which we haven't seen because rates haven't moved for a long time. And it's really kind of a shock to the system for a lot of people because they really didn't understand that. And so what we've tried to do with a lot of our clients, as we've gotten to know them, and, you know, like I said, we do the planning process for them, really get to understand their situation and recommend an appropriate allocation for what they need. Because as we talked before, if you've done a great job, you know, managing your debt and putting money away, you know, if all you need to do is stay up with inflation, and granted, inflation's higher right now, but if historically that's all you've had to do, you know, we don't need to take a ton of risk as far as equities and that those type of investments that might present higher growth or higher volatility. You can come back in, you know, looking at dividend stocks, things like that you know, are, hey, you know what, we always talk to people about, well, if you're going to look at equities, you know, look at what you do every day, right? I mean, you get up, you turn on the lights, you brush your teeth, you shower, you drive a car, you know, you need food. Well, what, you know, what companies kind of fit that bill, even if, you know, the economy slows down, you still have to do those things. And those are the type of portfolios, those are the type of investments that we're really showing people now. And it's actually a good thing in the long term that rates do come up, because you know, if you are a little bit more risk averse and you do want to, you know, keep some of your money or more of your money outside of the market due to potential volatility, well, you don't want to do it at 0.25% where rates have been. You know, if you get 2, 3, 4, 5%, historically that allows for a little bit more in investment ability for us on the portfolio manager side, you know, when we're placing funds, because we can actually get a return.
You know, that reminded me of an old example I heard about Warren Buffett. So when you're saying, you know, what do you do every day? Well, you know, if you turn the lights on, so maybe power would be a good sector to be in. It kind of stands to reason. Well, I remember hearing this, and it might be a little bit off base, so you can correct me if I'm wrong, but kind of like Warren Buffett goes, how do you know what stock to pick? Well, you drive up and down the road, you look at some of these restaurants and some of these stores, and if they have, you know, packed parking lots and lines coming at them, you know that people probably are really well receiving that service, that product, that service, and that might be a stock to look a little bit closer into.
Absolutely. It's, you know, and I, you know, Warren Buffett is definitely a guy who knows what he's doing. Yeah. And that's really what we try to do is, you know, there's actually risk to investors as well from emotion.
Sure.
I'm, you know, there's been so many studies done of, okay, well, what has the S&P averaged historically, or what has the Dow averaged historically, right? But then if you actually look at, well, what has the individual investor done outside of it? So we can always say, well, what has the S&P done historically? But what do the, you know, average investors bring home? And we talk a lot to our clients about fear and greed. Right. And fear and greed are the two most powerful things in investing, because if you see what's going on now in the market, you get fearful because of, you know, everything that the news is telling you. And then on the flip side, it's gone up. You've made some good money and you just let it go and go and go. And we've seen that happen as well, where, you know, people that do it themselves, those emotions can be detrimental. So that's one of the things we try to bring to the table with our planning, and then with our management for you, is we try to, you know, take the emotion out of it and just yep. make good decisions based on facts.
Relevant facts too, I would suspect, because yes. it makes me think about something, an example, like if you looked at a certain sector or the S&P or the Dow or whatever the case is, and you said, hey, look, over the last 5 years, the average was X, but if you look closer and you saw a wild swing dramatically up high, and then with over the course of 6 or 8 months, it went dramatically low. Well, sure, the average looks feasible, but man, that volatility might shock you, you know, beyond belief. And you need to look further than just, well, the average has been, because you don't know when that volatility, when to get in, out, or up and down. So I think taking that emotion out and then looking at the relevant figures, you know, is needed with someone like yourself to just kind of give that guidance and kind of look beyond just the surface figures.
Absolutely. 100%. And, you know, if you go back a couple conversations ago, I said, you know, our approach is we try to be your financial doctor. When yeah. you come in, and let's look at your facts, let's look at where you're at and where do you want to go, and let's make recommendations that are customized for you, the client. They're not cookie cutter, so that we can get you to whatever your goal is. And everybody's different. You know, everybody, I've got one client that, you know, we talked that she's an airline attendant. And so I said, well, how do you want your retirement to look? She goes, I've been everywhere. She goes, I just want to stay home. I want to relax, right? Versus somebody who says, I've never traveled, and I want to travel, and I've got kids all over the country. I want to go visit them. And so the answers for retirement and the answers and our recommendations are different for everybody. And that's what's great about having the tools and enough tools to be able to help anybody, no matter, you know, what situation they're in, what their retirement looks like. It's great to be able to have all those arrows in the quiver, so to speak, for anybody.
Yep, no, exactly.
Nobody can come in and say, well, I want to do this, and we can't help them.
Yep, the worst thing in the world is to be not have enough tools or not have enough arrows in the quiver, and then the other worst thing in the world is to just be treated like another number. And that's what you have said all along, is developing relationships, long-term relationships, and then that Montana money mindset that just, you know, let's just treat you like a friend, like a family member, because I'm going to tell you what I would be telling my mother, brother, you know, cousin, that kind of thing. And so I think that's so important for people to realize. And I think they can just tell that from just conversing with you. So I guess I would just say, Sean, if we're talking here and someone is listening to this going, hey, give me a little bit of insight or a second opinion, or let me see what some of my options are. What's the best way that they can reach out and learn more and then also connect with you?
Absolutely. They can reach out. They can email me. It's just my first name, Sean, S-E-A-N, at MontanaWM.com. The WM stands for Wealth Management. So Sean at MontanaWealthManagement.com. They can call me. Office phone is 406-993-8076. Or my cell phone is 406-450-0507. I'd love to have just a conversation, and we always want to, you know, get to know people and see if we're a great fit, if we can help each other by working together.
Excellent. Well, Sean, thank you so much for coming back on today. It was a real pleasure talking with you.
Yep. I appreciate your time, Mike.
You're so welcome.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.